And here is your lesson L story. Helping your enemy. When Gabriella became employed by the boutique, she saw Nina's friend Judy a fair amount every day. "I can't help it. I'm not responsible," said Gabriella to Nina, who had stopped by for lunch. "But customers talk to each other, I suppose, and now she just stands alone outside her store, just watching. Her attention is on all her customers who are coming over here to the boutique instead of to her." "You're sort of responsible," said Nina. "No doubt there. You just can't help it if people desire to buy from you." "Seriously, she knew from you I was going to apply to fill the space. She had the best opportunity in the world to employ me." "Well, I have to respect the way you did it," said Nina, finishing her lunch. "And she recognizes that fact as well. That makes it harder for her to accept her reduced sales now. You seem to be accelerating sales of this store." "I hope that's not just temporary. There's a lot of pressure in this store, but if my good sales persist, I can learn to be a buyer." "No wonder Judy just stands out there looking for customers. There's no insurance against bad sales." "Are they that bad, really?" "I'll tell you privately, things have collapsed for Judy. If her accounts don't improve, the international firm that owns her store will not permit the lack of sales. They will demand another manager there in the near future. There is a committee in the firm that votes on their foreign managers here, and the head officer doesn't like Judy. She thinks Judy is a liability, and so now Judy is really on trial." "I feel bad," Gabriella said. "Don't," Nina said, paying the bill. "You attempted to help her, and she attacked you." "Still," said Gabriella, "she's probably not morally bad down to the last detail. I'd really like to help her." "How?" asked Nina. "Can you influence her?" "Yes," said Nina. "Her husband is my old boyfriend. You be the judge." "Well, I have some ideas for sales, but she would never take them from me." "Or from me," said Nina. "What do I know about selling clothes? But she will listen to her husband, and he will listen to me." "Okay, wait a minute. It strikes me now. What kind of a picture does that paint to the store you work in now? You are working in a parallel situation. Won't it hurt your relations with your store if they know you are helping the store across the street?" "Not at all," said Gabriella. "I have this idea about how she should set prices to get fat mothers into the store for themselves instead of their thin daughters, and how to use furniture." And Gabriella then told Nina how her idea would mesh perfectly and move sales up a notch for everyone. And now, here are your words for Lesson L. Accelerate. Accept. Account. Alone. Amount. Apply. Attack. Attempt. Attention. Committee. Collapse. Demand. Desire. Detail. Doubt. Employ. Exist. Firm. Foreign. Furniture. future. Husband. Improve. Influence. Instead. Insurance. International. Judge. Lack. Moral. Mesh. Notch. Officer. Opportunity. Paint. Parallel. Permit. Persist. Pressure. Price. Private. Recognize. Reduce. Relation. Respect. Responsible. Serious. Sort. Space. Strike. Suppose. Temporary. Trial. Vote. Thank you.